The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. This is a more somber celebration today than our glorious feast of All Saints yesterday. Here's the celebration, the commemoration of all the faithful departed, commonly known as the Feast of All Souls, a day with a very important message, a day to remember that not everyone who dies is going to go straight to heaven. Today, above all other days of the year, is a day we talk about the reality of purgatory. And I mentioned purgatory, and you know, people invariably, they'll say, didn't the church throw that out after Vatican II? Didn't that go out with, you know, Fish on Fridays? By the way, Fish on Fridays never went out. But no, the church didn't throw it out after Vatican II. Okay? Still believe in purgatory. What's purgatory? A temporary place of purification. For those souls, they've died in God's grace. They're the friends of God. They're the souls of the just. But they're still clinging to sins and still clinging to faults. That's the reality of purgatory. Now, I tell you, for me, the most interesting subject in the whole world is what happens to us after we die. I think it's incomprehensible. I think the difference between our life then and our life right now is probably greater than the difference between our life now and the life we had before we were born. I think you'd have a better chance of trying to explain to an unborn child what life's going to be like after birth than you would have to explain to any of us right now alive what life's going to be like after we die. It's an entire other dimension. However, got a great line in our first reading from the Book of Wisdom, and it says, "The souls of the just are in the hands of God." What does God do with the souls that are in his hands? Draws them to his heart, right? Here's what we need to understand. That's not a single event. That's a process. It's going on right now. Here's hoping all of us here gathered here this afternoon are the souls of the just. And our Lord's making us worthy of himself. And here's where your difficulties, hardships, and even tragedies in life can have such great value, because they're terribly powerful at helping you to uproot deeply rooted selfishness and sin. It's a process. There's just no guarantee that process is kind of magically finished at the hour of your death. And that's why, you know, people will say that they don't like the idea of purgatory. It's an unpopular idea, no question. We'd like to imagine that we're all going to get into heaven 100%, even if it's just by the skin of our teeth. Purgatory ought to be a really popular idea. It ought to be. Because, you know, when you consider what union with God is, can any of us in sanity think that we're ready for that? Union with God. Would anybody who's not delusional actually think that they're without fault? That their soul is like, you know, 24 karat gold? Purgatory, it's a great, great mercy. Because all of us here, you priest included, we've got sins we've committed and we're not completely sorry for them. Or You know, put us in the right circumstances, we'd commit them all over again. Deep-rooted selfishnesses, all these faults. You ever stop to consider those faults can't go to heaven with you? If they could, heaven wouldn't be heaven. Now, people will object. They'll say, well, didn't Jesus die for all of our sins and give us every grace on the cross? And the answer is, yes, he did. But here's the trick. Just because he's offering doesn't mean we're always accepting. Don't you go through the course of a day and every day of the year, and can't you tell in your conscience that God's offering you grace all day long? And do you take them all? Do you say yes every single time comes knocking at the door of your heart? Because if you do, please go home and pray for me, okay? Because I don't. And we need that mercy. And this is why, please, don't assume that your deceased loved ones are already with God in heaven. Unless they died as an infant, unless they died as a very young child. Because wonderful as the memory of our loved ones are, you know, they got the same faults we had. And they need prayer, and that's what we do. We pray, and there's the whole month of November we make this our intention. We pray for the souls of those who have died. Do we pray for the souls that are in heaven? No. They don't need our prayers. They are set. Do we pray for the souls that are in hell? I'm sad to say that we don't, because we can't. I'm very sorry to say that they are beyond help. When we talk about praying for the dead, we're talking about praying for those who are in purgatory. Still united with us, they're members of the church, alive with the same life of grace in the body of Christ. And just like we help one another with our prayers, we help them finish the journey. Okay, so let's do that now. Because remember, purgatory is all about heaven. Every last one of those holy souls is going to be with the Lord in all of eternity. We just want to help them with our prayers. And one day, if we need that too, we're going to rely on the prayers of many others. So let's do that. Let's do that this day especially, this month especially, but all our lives long as we pray. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. And may their souls, the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.